Streaming sponsored by the Madison Concourse Hotel.
Celebrate New Year's Eve at the Madison Concourse Hotel and Governor's Club. Enjoy live jazz, a surf and turf dinner, comedians, disco with BO5, classic country, a DJ dance party, and a ballroom brunch to start 2025 off right. Details at concoursehotel.com.
Long tradition of caring service to area families and the Phoenix Center. Family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. We're at 38 degrees at 9 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Top Canadian cabinet officials are in South Florida to meet with officials from the Trump transition. Canada's one country the president-elect has targeted in social media posts less than a month before he takes office.
In a flurry of social media posts on Christmas Day, Trump suggesting that the U.S. could take control of Canada, parts of Panama and Greenland, leading to swift pushback from key allies. The president of Panama, Jose Raul Mulino, calling President-elect Donald Trump's claims that Chinese soldiers are running the Panama Canal nonsense.
It's ABC's Mary Alice Parks. The head of Russia's Civil Aviation Authority says there was a Ukrainian drone attack ongoing as an Azerbaijani airliner tried to land Christmas Day. That plane crashed in Kazakhstan, and aviation experts say it was hit by Russian anti-aircraft fire. It's one of the busiest travel periods of the year in the U.S., and for the second time in about a month, a stowaway found aboard a Delta flight, the unticketed passenger arrested in Seattle. This is ABC News. The opposition-controlled legislature in South Korea today voted to impeach the acting president. This move intensifies the country's political crisis and was triggered by the impeachment of its former president, who declared martial law. Police in Florida are holding a pizza delivery driver who they say tried to kill a customer.
Detectives in Kissimmee, just south of Orlando, say Brianna Alvella was delivering pizzas Sunday and was sent to a motel where she dropped off an order totaling $33.10 and was given a $2 tip. A police report says the 22-year-old and a man later returned wearing masks and stabbed the customer, who's pregnant, in front of her 5-year-old daughter. The victim is recovering. Police have arrested Alvella, and they're looking for the man they call her accomplice. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
A storm system could bring damaging winds, hail, and a tornado or two from New Orleans to Pensacola, Florida. There were 8 reported twisters yesterday and overnight in Texas and Louisiana. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center in Richland Center.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A dense fog advisory in effect until noon today for most of the area. Mild and foggy with daytime highs of 44, occasional drizzle and light rain, becoming more of a steady rain later this afternoon. A soaking rain and possible fog tonight, a low of 37. Saturday drizzle possible in the morning and a high of 45, and Sunday 42. Right now in Richland Center, 9/100 of an inch of rain early morning hours. We have a west to southwest wind at 2 miles per hour. And right now in the Wirtz floor and home thermometer, we're at 38 degrees after a low of 31 this morning. Today's morning show is next.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. So you can give your family the gift of connection.
Okay, but what about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
What if I gave them kitchen tools?
4 free phones.
Well, how about a cozy sweater?
4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
That's how you take a hint. Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Cobison Bus Richland Center is now hiring sub and trip drivers for here in Richland Center and drivers to travel to Lodi or DeForest. You will be paid from the time you leave Richland Center. Starting route pay is $21 per hour. It's an excellent opportunity for retired vets, stay-at-home parents, or anyone wanting flexible employment. You will get paid to train also. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 beside TC Auto Works.
Hey, it's Carl, wishing you a wonderful Christmas season filled with happiness and safety. Best holiday wishes from all of us here at Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists.
This holiday season, the Family Thrift Shop would like to spread cheer and gratitude. They're sending heartfelt thanks to their incredible volunteers, shoppers, and generous donors who make their shop a success year-round. To celebrate this season of giving, they're offering a half-off sale on everything Christmas now through January 4th. Don't miss it. Follow them on Facebook for updates, and remember, donations are always welcome during business hours, Wednesday through Friday 9 to 5 and Saturday 10 to 4, located at 120 South Main Street. The Family Thrift Shop supports nonprofit organizations right here in our community. The Family Thrift Shop, where giving truly makes a difference.
Getting a great price is always satisfying, but enjoying quality service and already great auto and home coverage is the icing on top. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm in Richland Center. We will help you choose coverage that fits your needs and budget, in addition to our convenient day and night support to keep you going. All of this is especially important these days. Get a quote today and see for yourself at juliecarons.com or send us a text at 608-647-3632. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Richland Family Restaurant Studios, now seating with no wait times. Try something different, a combination of country and community.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio. We have a whole host of folks here in the studio with us. We're talking about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and looking ahead to 2025 with lots of special things going on. And joining us first is Alan Kasubski, who's looking forward to another race walk for GRACE. How are things going, Alan?
Good morning, Phil. It's going great. Yeah, so we're really excited again to do the second annual Race for GRACE. It'll be May 17th of next year, which will soon be this year. So it's almost 2025, so we're excited about that. But, you know, I just wanted to just talk briefly about the purpose for coming up with that event. And, you know, we with GRACE, we're always trying to raise funds to help people out battling cancer. So I wanted to create an event to a new event to raise funds, but also to focus on prevention. And we've been doing, you know, we've had a big focus targeting different things with prevention the last couple of years. And I got really excited about this idea of trying to combine prevention with fundraising. And that's how we came up with the first Race for GRACE. And I thought it was very successful, but we're trying to grow it. We had a lot of fun with that. The key part of this, though, I want people to think about, you know, some people might be scared about doing a 5K or a 10K, like that's way too long. I'm not in shape to do that, or even a mile. And what I would ask people to think about is, you know, take slow steps to build up to it, but challenge yourself, right? If you're not doing any activity right now, maybe you want to sign up for the mile. But if you're somewhat active, maybe you want to do the 5K, or if you're really adventurous, do the 10K. And I know Leif's going to be talking about the walk around the world with GRACE in a little bit, but you could use that event to help set up a daily routine or a somewhat, you know, active routine to prepare for the race.
Mm-hmm. You're going to talk a little bit about the race a little bit more in depth, but I know this past year, one of the most inspiring moments of the whole race was all of the fire departments from the area represented, and maybe you could talk about that a little bit and where that idea came from.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun, and we had 39 firefighters do the 1 mile wearing their turnout gear. And for people that don't understand what that means, that's their heavy jackets, their pants, their helmets. Some of them even had their air tanks on. And, you know, well, we've got a couple of special guests here to talk more about that, but that's a lot of weight. And for them to do the mile in that was just amazing. It was a very cool thing to see. And they finished together. So we set it up to have teams, firefighter teams, to do that 1 mile event. And we had, the rules were that they had to have at least four firefighters on the team and that they had to finish together as a team and that each team would be timed. Well, they came up to me right before, and they kind of freaked me out a little bit because anytime someone comes up to you right before the race starts, I'm like, all right, what's wrong? But there was nothing wrong, and they had a really cool idea that they all wanted to finish together, and to see them all cross the line together was pretty special.
Yeah, it really was, and I think that it turned it. I mean, yeah, it was a competition, but at the end, it was kind of all for fun and just kind of an awesome event. I think people standing at the finish line were really inspired, weren't they?
They were. And, you know, we got a few pictures to capture it, but it was, you know, you kind of had to be there to witness it, and it was very powerful.
Chief Scott Gauld and Captain Steinmetz are here as well. Darren, as you look at this past year, did you guys train a lot for that event?
We did go out a few nights and a few days, like in the early mornings, we'd go out for a walk together. We have our department split up into three duty crews that are responsible. We take about roughly 2 to 3 weeks a call per our time. So then like a 2 month period, we take like 2 to 3 weeks where they need to stay near town or find someone to replace, because that way if we have a car accident or something like that, we can respond. We know we have a decent amount of people in town. So we split up into three duty crew teams. Each team decided on a name. We had never done that before. And we started training together. It was kind of a building block for our department because, as I'm sure Scott will talk about a little bit, we have a lot of new members, and that was right around the time we got quite a few of them, and they were new to the team, new to the department, so it was a good team building type of thing, and it came around right at the right time, and so we got to exercise together. I can say without a doubt that they exercise a lot more than me sometimes, and I think my blisters just fixed. It just healed, I think, from this walk. But as the boots are sometimes not forgiving, I was glad we were able to all finish together. Kind of to unite the idea that really cancer is basically the main killer of firefighters, along with heart issues, heart attacks, like in the moment type of thing, or maybe you're just after a call. But cancer is really starting to take a big spike in firefighter fatalities, just because we are in the conditions that, even though we try to protect ourselves from it and do a lot of cleaning afterwards to try to get the carcinogens off of us, we still, during fires, get carcinogens on us, and those are obviously cancer causing. So we've been trying to take steps in our department to try to be better about not getting in the trucks with our dirty gear, making sure we're cleaning the gear as soon as we get back to the station, so it's not sitting in lockers, we're not taking it home with us, that type of stuff, so we're not bringing it to our families. So we're taking a lot of steps that way to try to make it better.
Yeah, first thing I would think of is your mask, so you're protecting what you breathe in, but you're talking about other things that you're exposed to as well, on the skin and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the firefighters that are getting cancer, or it's pinpoint cancers like colon cancer and things like testicular cancer and stuff like that, that are because they're spots where the gear, it gets a little tight and then everything, so then that's where we can always get more carcinogens and get to the skin and then absorb it faster with all the sweat and everything. So We do a really good job, and we're actually getting really good at it now. As we after before we even leave a scene, if it's something major or major call, we'll actually do a cleaning out at the scene itself, get sprayed down with some cleaner, take the gear off, put it in a specific area of the truck, but not bring it into the truck that we're going to be obviously going back out the next time around with it. So we don't want our clean gear getting in the seats with this, you know, getting in dirty seats. So, and we do a wipe down of the trucks if it gets really dirty and spray them off and the inside the best we can. Just try to prevent, because that's obviously we want our department to be along, you know, even after they retire, we want them around for a long time.
No doubt about it. You recruited some new people this last year. You've got good numbers in the department, don't you, Scott?
Yeah, we do. I think we're at 48 right now. We did a count, I don't know, a few months ago. I think we have 25 new members in the last 3 years. So to Darren's point earlier, with this, it drove home our duty cruiser comprised of a captain and a lieutenant, and that way these new members can look up to these officers, get to know them, and learn the ropes and mentor through this step along with everything else we do with training and everything. So it was a good step.
Did you throw those new members in there so they could take on those other departments from other towns, and you had a chance to win?
That's right. That's right.
It was a nice competition.
Yeah. We had a firefighter that lived in town, and he went back home up to Hixton, and that was his intent, to bring the ringers down and take care of us. But
yeah, I did a double take when I saw Hixton on one of the shirts. I'm like, what?
Andrew was on for quite a few years, and he was able to get back home with a job, so he still cares about our department, and he got on their department right away up there. But when he seen that challenge, he rallied a couple three and came down, and yeah, he wanted to be part of it and beat up on his old department. So.
He did his good job of trash talking his best.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's all in good fun. How much does the extra equipment weigh, Scott, when you guys are going through?
Boy, when you put everything on with an air pack, with the helmets, 45, 50 pounds, pretty easy.
Wow.
I know different duty crews, you know, we're out just walking a mile or two, and I mean, I encourage that. I think we need to do more of it, and this is just another way that can encourage us to work together, be a team, and just get out and get some fresh air and exercise. So,
as Darren mentioned, you guys are you subject yourself to all kinds of things and chemicals, but I'm sure you've learned a lot over the past, from when you started with the department until now.
Yeah, it's crazy. We built a truck to, you know, the newest engine we got 3 years ago. You know, the carcinogens and everything within our gear, it really kind of come to light then, I think, of what the new NFPA specs are going to be, that when you're done at a scene, you know, it should go in a different pickup. You shouldn't ride back to the station with that, even after we've deconned, and we have got a lot better. We had one member do some research, and we got wipes. So we wipe our skin, our face after the call, because, you know, when you're inside, it absorbs into your skin no matter how much you protect it. I mean, if you're in a big fire for 2-3 days after you take a shower, you can taste it. I mean, so it's absorbing into you no matter how much prevention we do. The junk in those fires and when we go inside, unfortunately, gets in us. So I guess that's some of the risks that we take. And no matter how much prevention we got, you will notice that for a couple of days after a shower. For sure.
So we're putting you on the spot. Are you going to do the Race for Grace this year again? Is that in the plans?
Yeah. I'm going to make it this year, you know.
Yeah, Mr. Fisherman.
You're ready to do it, but I might have been on vacation last year. But I'll definitely do it. I definitely enjoy doing those kind of things, so.
That's awesome. Have you been out at the schools this school year yet, Darren, to educate the kids?
Yeah, we had a good fall. We got to all the schools, and we were able to educate. I'd like to get a count at some point of exactly how many kids we do actually educate. And you can tell they're educated because, like I say, during the fall, they always come back and they always have their parents. And then the parents will always say, oh, well, you know, I was told I had a homework assignment, you know, and stuff. So they do listen. So we were able to get quite a few newer members in with the fire prevention program this year to learn the ropes a little bit. We got our fire safety house out, and we were able to use that at pretty much every school. And it was good. It was really good.
This year, you know, we're getting up to the new year. A goal is to make sure about smoke alarms and things like that. I'm sure that it's a good time to take a look at those, Scott.
It is. You know, we're coming into cold season. You know, just make sure We go as an officer page to a lot of CO detectors, so please make sure, you know, those are current. Them are normally a 10-year life on them. They'll chirp every 30 seconds, you know, if they're at end of life. Call dispatch and we'll come out and check them, but you know, that's something. And obviously smoke detectors, make sure the batteries haven't been taken out for a kid's toy or you needed a 9-volt. And most things, the newer ones have went to the self-contained, so you can't do that. But yeah, keep them current, in the right places. And if anybody's got any questions, we actually run a smoke detector program to where members will go out educate, do kind of a in-house inspection and kind of help residents where they place them and where they should be. So if there's any questions, they can call the fire station and leave their name, and we've got a group that'll help them out with that. So that's been very successful the last couple of years that we started that too. And you know, with that, I just want to thank, with those numbers, just our new members on how they've got involved with the fire prevention, the smoke detector. Anytime we've done any kind of fundraiser, a lot of our newer members have stepped up, and it's pretty neat to see the youth get involved. Because we were worried, I'll be honest, of how many members that had the 40, 50 years they were stepping away and how we were going to fill those shoes. And like I said, we've had 25, and a lot of them are younger members of our community that have been willing to jump in and help get educated and come to all the calls that we've been having. So
that's very impressive, because so many groups come in here and say we need more volunteers to get young people involved, Darren. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we're very blessed for the numbers that we have. We cover 310 square miles of Richland County. So we go to the county line in four directions, I believe. So, I mean, it's we got a lot of ground to cover. So we use our mutual aid departments a lot. And so when they are struggling to get numbers sometimes, it's nice to know that we do have a pretty good amount right now, because that could flip in an instant, and we know that. So we try to have we're gonna keep going with a program to try to recruit as many as we can to come, even if, you know, if we end up training them and they're on the department even for a couple years, we're still getting a couple years of service from an individual who, you know, young people move away, and that's okay. If we can get them trained to the way they need to be trained, and they go on to another town, another state, and they end up getting on a fire department there or something, or emergency services of some sort, and they're able to serve, like our friend from Hixton. He's an assistant chief now. I mean, he's a very good firefighter, and I feel, you know, I helped train that guy, so I feel really good about that, because if we can keep recruiting new members, we know our protection district is going to be in good shape.
Have you been busy with chimney fires yet this season, Scott?
No.
That's
Let's
a good
not
thing.
Bring that up.
Knock on wood.
Yeah. I look back on the numbers, and we keep track of our officer page and all of our calls, but we're at like 225 right now. So that's the most that I think we've ever had. And, you know, we get called on a lot. We've added a lot of tools to our toolbox. You know, we've got drones that we help out. We do a lot of lift assist, a lot of accidents, fires. I credit Darren and his fire prevention. And, you know, a lot of it has been moving those wood stoves out of the houses, right? Mm-hmm. The outdoor wood stoves, LED lights instead of candles. You know, you get all that risk out of the homes and things are pretty good. So let's not maybe talk about it anymore.
So no. Scott, one thing you did mention was the smoke detector program. And I think my house was the first one that you guys actually did for that program. Mm-hmm. And I can say it was well worth it. I learned a lot from it. I would encourage, like Scott said, reach out to them, and they'll come to your house and they'll check out where you have existing smoke detectors. And if you're missing some, you know, are you still giving them to people?
Or? Yep.
Okay. Yeah, it's a great deal. Reach
per house, and then
reach out to them.
Yeah, and then just educate. And you know, the other big thing is make sure we got CO detectors in all the houses too. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, Phil, last show you asked, are we doing anything different for the race?
Right.
Yep. So Darren touched on one thing: those blisters. So So this next race, we are definitely not allowing boots on the firefighters. It's going to be running shoes only.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, my feet, thank you.
That'll be awesome. Do you do a lot of like physical training and things like that other than this race during the year when you guys get together?
We try.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, I think a lot of it's individual just because of we all come from such different backgrounds on what our careers are. So definitely a group that works out daily, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've tried, we've done some CrossFit in the station, a small group that's partaked, and I think our lead, Mr. Starks, would start that back up. But a lot of it, honestly, and not asking for space, but our station is full. We're in the transition of getting rid of a couple trucks that we've got replacement trucks, and we've got an area that we're going to utilize that some more for inside training, workout type of things. So, yeah. That's otherwise, right. You can just, you know, join me at Simon's in the morning at 5. You just got to get up early.
Yes, you do.
Scott, have you guys decided on how many teams you're going to do for the race this next one?
I'm going to say we haven't talked about it, but it'll be duty crew, so it'll be 3. And okay. We have them. It's just easier that way. That way, I think, like we talked about earlier, it just keeps our groups together and a good bond with the officers. And
And have you come up with a workout plan yet? Darren, you got a strategy to secret. Like...
Well, we can't really, you know, say that out loud yet, but I would say that we're all in, you know, how do I put this? Holiday shape. And there's too many cookies coming to work. So to say that we need to work out is an understatement. And I would be the first one to admit that I've let it slide a little bit. So, yes, there is going to be a workout plan. We just have to get past the holidays first.
Yeah, resolutions.
There you go. Yeah, hopefully last a week.
Well, I know you guys got to get back to it, but thanks for coming in here. Thanks for all you do. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Chief Scott Gauld and Captain Darren Steinmetz joining us. We're talking about GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, and we'll be back with more in a moment.
It's the most wonderful time of the year on Pluto TV. Get all your holiday favorites absolutely free. Cozy up with festive classics like Bad Santa 2 and Scrooged to get you in the holiday spirit. Plus heartwarming movies from Lifetime and Hallmark movies and more holiday favorites. Explore entire channels guaranteed to spread the cheer with bright lights, festive fireplaces, and the holiday music you love. We've got something for everyone. Season's greetings from Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Hi, this is Daniel Miller, Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. You know we got the best books. You know we got the best wine. You know we have the best records in probably southwest Wisconsin, and they're the best curated records, and I mean curated. We have the best records, and they're going out to the best homes. You should come by. Come by Saturday when we have two gents here nerding it out over the records. Old Cooch Books and Libations, downtown Richland Center. Every day there's something new.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
We're talking about Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, thanks to members of the Richland Center Fire Department for being on the first portion of the show. Next up, we're going to talk a little prevention. We're going to talk about Walk Around the World for Grace. Leif Carlson is here. Leif, here we go. Are you all set for another year?
Hey, good morning, Phil. I am set for another year. This is going to be our third year for Walk Around the World with Grace, and I'm really excited to get it started. We begin January 1st.
January 1st. So it's a good New Year's resolution for someone to make, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I was just talking with the firefighters on their way out. Anybody who's doing any form of exercise, we want you to join our group. It can be dance, it could be walking, it could be running or swimming. And we convert all of your time that you spend exercising into miles. And then in our community, we walk around the world. We add it all together and see how far we can get.
Wow. So, and you've set some pretty amazing, you've set the bar pretty high, haven't you?
Our first year, our total was about 63,000 miles. We went that's 2.5 times around the world. And then last year we were down a little bit, but still 45,000 miles. So almost twice all the way around the world last year. It was great.
So are you kind of formulating the same path this year as you have in the past then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be the same strategy, because we don't want to change what's working. So, we hope people stay motivated, by being part of a group to walk around the world. We also want you to get motivated and stay focused by, we offer a monthly potluck where we all get together. That's at the community center. And this year it's going to be on the first Monday of each month in the evening. And the other thing that we like about, well, there's a lot of things, but we like that there's no cost for participation. Everyone who signs up gets a free reflective vest that we would like you to wear while you walk, so that we start a movement so people see. And then there's absolutely no cost for the potlucks. There's no cost for joining. It's just a way for Grace to help our community become healthier and reduce cancer risk.
It's a positive peer group thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. So when you look over a list and there's 300 people, you know, think of in our county, that's 17 or 18,000 people in the county. If we can maybe this year get up to 500 people, that would be a great goal for me, who are all exercising together. I think it is really, really good peer group.
How far did you go personally, looking back on 24?
Oh, that's a great question. I usually try to go 2 to 3 miles a day.
Okay.
So if you think of that for 7 months, 210 days, I don't know. I'm guessing I was around 500 miles. We don't keep track of who does the most. We don't rank. We don't give prizes. We want it to be community support for each other and not a contest.
Yeah, you don't want somebody to feel like, well, Leif went 500. I can't hardly go across the room. But, I mean, everybody's level is different, isn't it?
Absolutely. We hope that people at Pine Valley, Schmidt, even if you are stuck in your room and you feel like you can't get out and exercise, there's lots of things you can do, even seating, that we would count as walking around the world. So we just want people to be active, to be movement of any type.
How can people sign up, Leif?
Mm-hmm. So at walkwithgrace.com, that's our Grace website, walkwithgrace, all one word, .com. Right on the front page, there's the second thing that you will find is the Walk Around the World with Grace. And there's a link there that you sign up. The only information you have to give is your first, last name, and email, and how you heard about it. I do have a question for that. And then a day later, within a day, you'll get a letter from me, a welcome letter, that will give you a link to where the group site is, all the information that you need I will send that to you. But your job right now would be to just go on walkwithgrace.com and look for the sign up.
You look about the last couple of years and the number of people that you've got moving, you have to feel pretty good about that, that you know, maybe you've staved off an illness for somebody, right?
Absolutely. It's proven that there's at least 8 kinds of cancer that we can reduce the risk through exercise. And so, yeah, I always think, I'm sure someone in our community does not have cancer now as a result of this. So I'm really happy with that.
Anything else you'd like to add?
So one thing I would like the community to do this year, if you do see people out wearing your vests, look for those blue vests. They have reflective on them. They're real pretty blue color. Look for those. And then give a real nice light honk with your car if you see them, if you happen to see a walker. Don't scare them, but just give a little beep saying, I recognize you and I support Grace and I'm with you for this. And I think that would be really, really fun. You know, keep your eyes open for the people with the blue vests. I think we're the only ones in town who have that color. So that's a fun part of it.
Where did you first get the vests, and do you have plenty more?
Yeah, we just go through a vendor, we buy them, and they are free. We do have plenty more, and we will always order them. And people can pick them up at the Grace office on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11 until 1. And yeah, absolutely, if you run low, if we run low, we'll get more ordered for sure.
You've probably been introduced to some new recipes, too, during your potlucks over the last couple of years, haven't mm-hmm. you?
Yeah. A really, really good thing about the potlucks that I like is that we've adopted a Mediterranean diet theme for all of our meals. So people are cooking meals that have lots of vegetables, really, really beautiful presentations of salads and different veggie dishes that have been coming in. Low-fat meats have been coming in. And with that diet, you can also reduce your risk of cancer. So that's why through diet and exercise, this program is helping our community. And so besides just being healthy, those meals have just been really, really, really good. For potlucks, I've been to a lot of potlucks in my life, and I think these are the best I've ever been to.
Awesome. So if somebody has signed up in the past, they need to re-up, right?
Actually, I've sent out the letter already. Anybody who was previously signed up is automatically signed up. I sent out an opt-out letter or link that people could say, yeah, this year I don't want to do it. So last year we had 306 maybe people signed up. And I think for opt-out so far I've gotten 6 people back, 6 or 7. So that means that 300 people are going to be in it again so far. And this week I went out and postered. I postered around Muscadet and Boscobel, Viola, Richland Center, pretty much a lot of areas. And we've already gotten one person signed up even before this today. So that's been good.
Awesome. Well, good. Well, keep up the good work, Leif.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Leif Carlson joins us. We'll let him go. We know he has to get going as well. Eileen Stevens, president of Grace, is here, along with June Nee, the walk chairperson. Eileen, how are things going here as we round up 24?
They are, again, just going amazing. We've had so much going on, and you talked today with Alan of the kickoff for the Race for Grace coming up, and Leif with a walk around the world with Grace, and June will be talking about the walk with Grace. We've got a lot of stuff going on. We got the raffle going on with the car. I'm excited. I'm so excited. I mean, to think the new year is just knocking at our door. You know, in 4 days, we got New Year's Eve we're celebrating, and it's gonna start out big.
Have you sold a ticket or two yet for the car?
We have sold a few tickets.
All right.
I got to give kudos out to the American Red Cross. They saw them on Sunday. I ran into them, and they're already knocking on $500 sold already. You know, it's like they're out there doing it.
That's
great. Challenges going.
Yeah, and about the car. Can we see that one, the car somewhere then? Is that around?
The car is sitting down at Jones's right now. And then what we're working on, we've got an Excel sheet where we've got all the events that we can think of. And that's, I highly encourage people out there that if you have an event going on in your community, the parade's going on between now and August, you let us know, because we're going to coordinate where the car is going to be and when, and especially try to target these special events that are going on.
Great. And then some other things going on. You guys are underway. I believe you've got the board all in place now, right?
We do have the board in place, and we're excited that Deanna Caspers has joined our board of directors. She's the vice president of professional services at the Richland Center Hospital. You know, she comes with a lot of experience as far as the health care. She's 33 years as a registered nurse, and kind of cool, her daughter just started as a nurse in the Kramer Center itself. And so we're thrilled to have her on the board and to be part of the president or part of the present board. And, you know, kicking off this new year, I see some incredible things happening in the next chapter of Grace. So, and in talking about the hospital, we had a tour up there the other day. Last week, was it, Alan? We had a tour of the hospital, and it was just, it was fabulous. They took us, you know, we want to thank Bruce and Angie. You know, they provided the Grace Board with a tour of the Kramer Center, the rehab therapy. They talked about the 3G, radiology, the CAT scan that they have going. It's just, we were so excited to be part of that and to learn so much. So we thank them for that, for bringing us in.
Indeed. And Grace Money has helped out in the Kramer Center.
Yes, it has. I think that is one of the, you know, on our Facebook page, or not our Facebook, our website, there's a, you know, part of what we helped the Kramer Center or the Richland Hospital and some of the purchases they've made. So, and we talked, you know, any healthcare facility in our service area, you know, if there's something you're interested in achieving or purchasing for your department, check out our grant and see what, you know, what they could get for that.
I know fundraising has already been underway. Several teams have had events here to close out 24. Mm-hmm. The Polar Plunge in Kaz, I presume that's going to be happening in a little
that's
while.
That's happening. It's Saturday, the 23rd. It's like the third Saturday of, and I don't have it written down here, but we'll make sure we're plugging that big. They're such great supporters of Grace, and we want to, you know, return that by promoting them as much as we can for what they've got going on. So, yeah, that's in February.
Right. And if anybody has a fundraiser, you can help promote that, right?
Right. We always ask them to please let us know if you're having a fundraiser. We want to, you know, once they promote it, once a team promotes it, get the information to us. And, you know, we can share that on our Facebook page. We can share that on social media. Do, you know, and teams, you'll see, share other teams' events, because it's like, it. Sure, you've got your competition of see who can do the best, but yet it's, you're giving a hand up to the other team. It's like, promote their event, they promote your event. It's just reaching more people, because the bottom line is, it's for Grace.
And if somebody wants to have the car come through the parade this next year, they can do that too.
Right. You let us know what events you have going, and then we're going to have a calendar that we're going to make sure we hit as many places as we can. We've already got some days that already have, you know, 2 and 3 appearances in one day because it lines up. So let us know. I mean, it's not for people to check out and drive around, but it's for, you have a community event going on or a parade, just, you know, let us know. Or maybe there's a business in our service area that would say, hey, can you bring the car down and set it in front of our business? I'm talking to Utter Brothers in Boscobel, and we're looking to put a day together in spring that we can bring the car down there to have it on display and sell tickets.
Oh, the wheels are turning.
The wheels are turning. All kinds
really,
of ideas.
We really do appreciate all the support that we get. You know, 2 years ago we did the UTV raffle, and people are very supportive of that. We're already seeing ticket sales for this new car raffle, and we already have different businesses that we've been in touch with that are so supportive of Grace and are willing to have the vehicle out in front, selling tickets for us, and it's just wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And let's bring on June Nee, the chairperson of the walk as well. What's happening as we get ready for the new year, June?
Good morning, Phil. Yeah, I'm excited to get started again. We've had a few months off since the walk and our final wrap-up meeting. So I'm excited to get going again with my team, and our meetings will start back up in January.
Okay. And so I'm guessing you're hearing from some teams, some input on things for the new year?
Yeah, it was good. We had a good wrap-up meeting. I've gotten some good feedback on, you know, maybe some things they'd like to see change or like to see happen. And so, yeah, we'll take a look at all those things and try to implement those and hopefully get creative and coming up with some new ideas. Like I said, our first meeting will be in January. It's Thursday, January 16th. Our walk meetings are always the third Thursday up at the Grace office at 6 p.m. So if anybody would like to join and help out in any way, big or small, feel free to join us for those meetings. I will be sending out a mass email to the team captains and my team members, all my committee members and such, beginning of January, to let anybody know. But we can take all the help we can get and all the interest we can get. Just join us. That would be wonderful.
Through the months then, leading up to it, it's kind of a process, a building process. And is it going to be kind of the same schedules and pastors? Yep.
Yes, we'll start out, you know, in our early months, starting with recruitment, seeing if we can get more teams, contacting older teams and see if they are interested in coming back. And then we start with looking at our theme, what our theme might be for this year, and colors and all that kind of stuff. Ambassadors, we're always excited to line up our ambassadors. It's just one of the amazing parts of our Walk with Grace every year. So if you know of someone that you would like to nominate for an ambassador, please get that into us. I believe you can go on the Walk with Grace website. If the form is not on there, you can always contact us with the info in there. So, yeah, we'll get rolling on everything again here soon.
I was going to ask you about the ambassadors, because every year somebody will say, oh, this person should be an ambassador, that person should be an ambassador. Normally, that person, the ambassador, doesn't step forward and say, I want to do this, right?
Right. I mean, a lot of times, you know, we'll have somebody say, you know, my friend would like to do this, nominate them. We want you to nominate, but we want you to make sure this person knows they're nominated and that they're okay with it. And so ask this person, then nominate them. And then we go through all of them. And usually we have four ambassadors a year. And so we'll pick our four. So we like to get at least four or five, six nominations. If you know of somebody, just ask them if they would be willing to be an ambassador. If they have any questions, they can always get a hold of me. Once they're nominated, I'll have their info, and I can answer any questions they might have.
Do nominations carry over from one year to the next?
Yeah, I've actually got one or two in my folder. We will double check with these people if they'd like to try again this year. I'll carry them over, and unless they tell me they want to withdraw, then we'll have them in our nominations again.
Because we've heard that before. Someone says, well, it's too close. I'm just not ready to do it yet. Maybe another year passes and maybe they're ready then.
Right. Yep. You want to make sure they're ready, because it is a very emotional thing, being an ambassador in the past myself. It is very emotional. It's very inspirational and it's wonderful, but you need to be ready for it. So we don't want anybody to feel pressured, or if they're not ready, then that's okay. You know, maybe another year, or just come to a couple of walks and see, and then, you know, see how they feel.
You're going to be a part of Leif's Walk Around the World for Grace again, aren't
you? Yeah, I am. I'm really excited. I just told him, can I count my miles from December and add those to January? But he said no.
Can't roll it over, huh?
No, can't roll it over. So I'm really excited to get started on the Walk Around the World with Grace, and I'm really excited to start training for the 10K for the Race for Grace. So
you did that last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yep. And it was great. I loved it. So I'm really, really happy that we're doing that again this year. Running for me is just, it's just an outlet for me, and I love it. And I walk too. So I'm excited to sign up for both of those and get going.
Here we go. Tis the season. Alan, you're all fired up as well for the walk, and nice to have people like June fired up for the walk, right?
You read my mind. So not only am I thrilled to hear that, June is going to be in the 10K again, which is great. But being on the board for Grace and to know that June is there willing to chair the walk again, which is our signature event, right? You know, when people talk about Grace, they know what the walk is. You know, they've heard of it or they've experienced it. And to have someone of June's caliber and experience leading it is just a weight off all of our shoulders on the board. She does an excellent job. So, June, thank you again for chairing it. And we're so grateful to have you and just thrilled.
Well, thanks. Kind words. Yeah. I love it. Grace has a special place in my heart. And I keep thinking, well, maybe, you know, I should let somebody else try to do this. But I really enjoy it. You know, it comes with a lot of pressure. And I want to do a great job every year. But I have an amazing team of committee members that I hope will all be back this year. And the board is always very supportive and helpful. And being a board member myself for many years, seeing previous walk chairs struggle, I always wanted to be able to make sure that they had the help they need, that support they need, because, you know, there's a lot of decisions to make. There's a lot of things you have to make sure get done, a lot of people you need to contact. So it means a lot to have that support because, you know, it does get stressful as well as a lot of fun, too.
So, you know, speaking of the volunteers part that June mentioned, you know, Scott talked earlier about that they've got a good number of people and, you know, new people that volunteer for firefighters. We had, you know, a couple of new people, I think, last year that helped out with the walk. But like June said, we need more people. The more people we have, you know, the easier the lift is on everyone. So if you've been wondering, you know, can you help out somewhere with Grace? It can be an hour or 2 hours, you know, an hour a month, an hour every couple of months. We have those spots to fill. We have the need. If you don't know one of the board members or if you don't know June, you can go to walkwithgrace.com and there's an info section down at the bottom of the page. Go ahead and fill that out and say, hey, you want to help out. Or maybe just for 1 hour, you know, that's fine. But we want to hear from you. We'd love to have you help out with the walk or other things that Grace has going on throughout the year. But we just need people.
No doubt about it. What role are you playing this year? Are you on the board?
I'm on the board, and I'm actually vice president this year. So that's a lot of fun. And I'm still involved with a bunch of the publicity on the website side and the newspaper side and other things. And this Race for Grace event, too, coordinating that. And, you know, just in case people don't know what the race is, there's on May 17th, we're doing a quarter mile kids run, a 1 mile runner walk. And that's also what the Firefighters Challenge, which is why we had the firefighters in here talking. And we're also doing a 5K runner walk and a 10K run.
It's a lot in the, you had a lot of irons in the fire, Alan, I think. So,
yes. And, you know, I never like to be bored. And, you know, this keeps me out of trouble. And, you know, Terry doesn't get mad at me too much if I stay out of trouble. So it's a good thing.
Everything's going to be at Crosscut Park like it was last year for the race?
Yes. Yep. Definitely. I think we're keeping the same routes as last year because those worked out pretty good. I think we're still kind of working out the timing. So the timings on the site might change a little bit. But again, to find out more information or to register, go to walkwithgrace.com.
Great. Anything else any of you would like to add here this morning?
Well, I want to note, too, we do have some new office hours coming up, of course, with the holidays. this coming week, in January, we are going to be open on Tuesdays from 11 until 3. We're going to kind of structure into core hours, so patient services will be available 11 to 3 on Tuesday, and then they can be reached anytime at 608-604-2900. Thursdays, I will be in the office from 11 till 3, so anytime anybody needs assistance outside of those hours, they can contact the main number, 608-604-8255. But we're able to extend the hours longer by having two people cover that. And anytime anybody needs assistance, just always, you can email gracelocalcancer@gmail.com or call if you need services. It's the patient services number. Again, that's 608-604-2900. Or general questions, just call the main line, which is 608-604-8255.
Okay. Thanks for all you guys do. Alan?
Yeah, one more thing I thought of, Phil. You know, I should have mentioned earlier when we had the firefighters on the call also. But for each firefighter team that signs up for the Race for Grace, there's a $100 registration fee. And we're keeping that because it is still a fundraiser for Grace as well. But this past event, this first annual race, we had a couple people that really stepped up and actually paid for several of the firefighter teams. They donated money to pay for their registration. And to me, that was really heartwarming, considering, you know, how much firefighters volunteer already and give of their time. And to have someone cover their registration fee, which is, you know, all proceeds from this event go directly to Grace. So it is a fundraiser. But if anybody is willing to sponsor a team for $100 or even a partial sponsorship, you know, to pay for their registration fee, please let us know. You can let me know, or you can, you know, go to walkwithgrace.com and down at the info page and get the word out to us, and we'd be happy to assist and line that up.
All right. President Eileen Stevens joining us, Vice President Alan Kaszubski, and Walk Chairperson June Nee on the morning show.
This is Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We stand ready to help you in planning a final farewell to your loved one that is healing and meaningful. The days following a loss are never easy, but we can all find comfort in knowing we are not alone. A funeral and visitation are a positive contribution to the grieving process, providing a formal time to reflect, love, forgive, and find comfort in our loss.
Here's a hint. At U.S. Cellular, you can get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month, so you can give your family the gift of connection.
How about the gift of good-smelling soap?
They buy their own soap. They want 4 free phones.
Maybe I'll get...
4 free phones.
4 free phones.
Get 4 free phones and 4 lines for $90 a month. U.S. Cellular. Built for us.
Terms apply. Visit cellplus.com for details. Here's another hint. Get $100 towards accessories with each smartphone purchase. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Hauling, fencing, hunting, as sure as real work requires breaking a sweat, John Deere Gator utility vehicles work as tough and play as hard as you do. Find your Gator at Hillsboro Equipment, because you don't need just any side-by-side. You need a cargo box that performs under stress and extreme conditions, and an engine that hustles with or without a full load in the back. Run with us on a Gator UTV from Hillsboro Equipment, Boston Equipment, or Slama's Lawn and Sport.
Welcome to Pratt Chat. Pratt Chat is a service of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. Join us each week for a conversation with Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service for answers to questions that we're all hesitant to ask. Pratt Chat is sponsored by the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's time for us to start looking ahead at resolutions in the upcoming year, a new year. And Mark Jelenic, it's also important to be looking ahead, maybe do a little pre-planning.
Yeah. This time of year, we start a new year. We always try to start new resolutions of things we want to change in the next year. And a lot of times it has to do with like your health, your diet, things along those lines. But also a resolution that we encourage is to think about how you're going to make it easier on your family going forward by potentially pre-planning your own funeral. That sounds probably very weird to a lot of people out there of why would I make a resolution to do that? Well, a lot of resolutions, like we talked about, are about health and about making things better. One thing you can make things better on your family is to let them know what you want to have done for your funeral. So I'm not saying you have to come in and pre-plan everything and pay for everything and pick it out, but maybe just to do some of it of, hey, let's maybe write an obituary so my kids don't have to try to come up with when I graduated high school, when I got married, when I did these different things, to just jot down some notes. Because also, in writing in an obituary for yourself, it's also going to let you know what you haven't done yet. You know, what do you still want to accomplish? You know, you maybe never went on the cruise to Alaska, but you really want to. Okay, so not only are you preparing a potential obituary, which will make it easier on your kids, but it'll also help you look at your life of what haven't you done yet? What would you like to be able to write in your obituary that you could still accomplish, you know, if you're able to do that? So any of those things that you can take care of ahead of time are going to make it easier on your family, like writing an obituary, figuring out what you might want for a funeral service. Do you want to be buried, you know, in a cemetery? If so, which cemetery? Do you have a cemetery plot? Maybe that's something to take care of, because it then anything that you can do ahead of time takes strain off your family at the time of death. So it's kind of an odd resolution, and I freely admit that, but it's a resolution that is going to make things easier for your family down the road. So by being healthy, it's something good for ourselves, you know, physical health, what we eat, but also by being emotionally healthy, spiritually healthy, it can help our family down the road when something happens, because we've alleviated stress from them by simply making a resolution this year to, let's take care of some of our final wishes. Some people say, I don't want to take care of my final wishes because it's saying that I'm going to die. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, but at some point we are all going to pass away. It's going to be every one of us. One day it will be us. But it doesn't mean by pre-planning that it has to be today. You know, take care of it ahead of time and just think about what you could do for your family.
The other thing, and you've talked about it in this program, is getting things in order. Okay, here's where I bank. These are my accounts and those kind of things. It'd make it so much easier, wouldn't it?
Oh, it does. Because it's a lot of times, you know where all your accounts are at, but does anyone outside of you know, where do you bank at? What is your Social Security number? If you're a veteran, where is your DD-214? Who are your beneficiaries on your accounts? You know, are they all up to date? So to simply take some time, sit down, and start to go over some of these things is going to make it a lot easier on your family of, at the time of death, mom has passed away, and it can be as simple as you call the funeral home, we open up a file on the aspects of funeral and say, mom wants to do A, B, C, and D. All that I really need is a date and time to do the service. It can be done to that point. And I've been doing this for 25 years now. I have never had anybody say, I wish my parents wouldn't have done that for me. I wish I could have taken care of all of that myself. Most of the time, they are just like, thank you, mom. Thank you, dad, for just getting it done, because at the time of death, there's so many other things to think about that they don't want to have to try to think about these details of which songs, which outfit, who might be pallbearers, what is mom's favorite flower. Well, you might have multiple kids and they may all give you a different answer and they may all be wrong.